You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
I know even pillars need strengthening, and God will do that too, but right now you need to see yourself as a pillar for something God is building. You're not just a wall, you're a pillar. Every church needs you. Every family needs pillars. Every community needs pillars, not just building. It needs you. Why did God put you there? Because God is trying to keep something from caving in.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Living the Abundant Life. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 10, verses 1 and 7 through 10.
I need to talk for a moment about pillars because it is pillars that we need to build on that can hold up the abundant life. Let's talk about the purpose of a pillar. Write it down. A pillar is a large, typically a cylinder type shaped or a square solid shape structure that stands upright. If it's a pillar, it can't be laying on the ground. That's a railroad track. Pillars stand upright. They support homes, buildings, either structurally or aesthetically. Now, some people like pillars in the home, just aesthetics. It really doesn't hold any weight, but it looks nice. And you got a lot of people in the world, they look like they hold weight. But as soon as you put a little pressure on them, you see they have nothing inside that can withstand weight. And before you criticize someone that's crumbling, please understand that all of us have a limit to what we can bear. That's why we need to depend on the Lord. But some people are aesthetically shaped like a pillar. And you're leaning on them and you wonder why every time you lean on them, they give way. They weren't built to hold you up. They just look good. How many of you want to escape just looking like a pillar to becoming one? Your daughter needs one, a pillar. Your son needs one, a pillar. Notice it stands upright and it doesn't move even if there's pressure. It stands upright. I got to share something with you because I'm going to give you pillars that can make sure you can handle the weight of the abundant life. Because there's many people that die because of poverty. More die when God secretes or releases abundance. People turn away their heart from God when he starts blessing them. You'll find it in the scripture. Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. You know why? Because he trusts in his riches. If you were Elon Musk, what would you do? You probably would buy Twitter and Facebook. Change the name. He changed it to X. Change Facebook to whatever you wanted it to be called. Can negotiate with governments. I think he just said, I'm just as important as the government. Can send rockets and satellites up from NASA, SpaceX. But also, he's the father of electric vehicles. Now when he introduces AI, ain't no need to drive anymore. The car drives itself. He's well ahead of the game. What would you do if you had that kind of power? Would you go to church on Sunday? Would you even sow into the kingdom? Elon! Elon! Now! Sow a seed and the truth revealed. Elon! Now! Sow a seed and the truth revealed. One of those billions. Y'all catching it right now, right? I believe a tsunami is coming to truth revealed of resources. When it happens, I want you all to say, Bishop said it's coming. I'm decreeing and declaring it. But I want you to get the scripture. It's not to say Elon can't, because Jesus actually said after that, with man it is impossible. But with God, he can cause a camel to go through an eye of a needle. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you how powerful he is. My family was going through a storm at 281 Abello Road. And the wind was blowing from the east side so bad, we thought the window was going to cave in. The wind was blowing against that window. I went to sleep, though. Pastor Sabrina said, oh, my God, it's going to blow up. I went to sleep. But I was faking sleep, okay? I closed my eyes and I was playing, but I was saying, Lord, please don't let that... Please help me. You're on the line, Lord. I told my family, God is going to protect us. Please. They would never believe me again if that window comes in. Because I didn't put up no boards. I didn't do anything. And it was pressing. Well, through the night, it was blowing. The next morning, the wind lessened. And when I went outside, I was shocked. The fence bent. Y'all hear me? We had just put up a wooden fence and it bent. It didn't break, but it bent. You can see how the wind bent. And I went around the corner and there was a shovel leaning up against the house that never moved. I want you to think about it. The fence bent right here, but a shovel was leaning, and the wind, he allowed the wind to move in such a way it didn't disturb the shovel. It was still leaning up against the house like it was before the wind started blowing. And in that, he spoke to me. Do I not command the wind? It may look like it's impossible to you, but to God, all things are possible. He can cause you to slip through. I don't know why we wouldn't serve a God like this. I don't know why we wouldn't serve a God like this that can bend fences, but keep a shovel standing with no rail, with no controls. That shovel itself could have wrapped around and crashed the window. I saw wind turn over cars. But he didn't allow the shovel to fall to the ground. Just like with Elijah, he allowed the axe handle to swim. God can do a miracle in your life. With man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Thank you, Jesus. Pillars are designed not for aesthetics. They are designed to hold weight. The weight of a roof, the second floor of a building, even to hold up ceilings. Pillars are there to hold up buildings and structures. Structurally safe and sound. The more pillars you have, the more you can trust it. Write it down. We are pillars in God's house. God has called us to be faithful pillars, to bear weight, to hold up the roof of his house. And the second floor, that's the next generation that needs to build on top of us. If we cave, we undermine their structure. Whether you know it or not, if we cave, we undermine their future. Jesus said in Revelation 3:12, he who overcomes, should be on the screen, I want you to see that. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. If we are called now to prepare to be a pillar, then we should examine the characteristics of a pillar and work to emulate the pillar that holds weight. Write it down. Pillars represent a firm, unshakable foundation. Pillars represent a firm, unshakable foundation. Write it down. Pillars bolster. They brace. They prop up. They bolster. They brace. They prop up. They strengthen. And they sustain. It represents a firm, unshakable foundation. And if God is erecting your life, you were laying down at once, but he's giving you structure to carry weight. He's making you a pillar to prop up something. Thank you, Lord. I know even pillars need strengthening, and God will do that too, but right now you need to see yourself as a pillar for something God is building. You're not just a wall, you're a pillar. Every church needs them. Every family needs pillars. Every community needs pillars, not just buildings. It needs you. Why did God put you there? Because God is trying to keep something from caving in. Oh my God. Second thing pillars do, number two, is uphold each other. Pillars uphold each other. So if I have two pillars in the house upholding the ceiling, they also uphold each other. Because if one caves in, the other has to bear the weight of it as well. Thank you, Lord. I'm pretty strong, but I'm not built to carry your weight forever. Maybe for a moment, because the scripture says we should bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. So if you're strong, you should help someone for a while. But if you can help yourself, you should do it. In helping yourself, you lighten the load on me. Even the Holy Spirit is not designed to do everything for you. Scripture says he helps our infirmities. For we don't know what to pray for as we ought. Did it say you shouldn't pray? It said you don't know what to pray for as you ought. In other words, you should start the prayer. But when you start it, the Spirit kicks in to help you as you pray. Even when you groan, he's able to take the groan to the Father and translate the groan to the Father in a language that the Father understands, and it ties exactly to the heart of your plaint, your plight, or your situation. He's able to take the signal of your groan, translate it into a way where God understands what you're saying. That's how he helps. If you're pushing something up a hill and I come alongside of you to help you, do you stop pushing? For many people to me, all right, thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead and push. Pray until something happens. And you're not praying at all. Bishop, pray for me, I'm going through. Did you pray at all? I forgot, Bishop. I've been busy. I'm supposed to help you. But you have to take control over your spiritual growth and development. God expects us to put his instruction into practice by bolstering and propping up and strengthening and sustaining each other. Let the weak, let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak for a season. Thank you, Lord. It takes more than one pillar to support a building. It takes more than one pillar to support a building. I believe I am. He gave me wide shoulders for my size and a real large cranium. In other words, if you took a measurement of my head, it's going to be the size of Shaq's. 7 5/8. Now, you take a measurement of your head, it may not be that large, and you'll see what I'm saying. 7 5/8 for 5'10" is a large head. Why would he give me a large head on a smaller body? Because he want me to think. I'm a pillar. Why would he give me large shoulders for this body frame? Because I'm a pillar. But I'm designed to help, not to sustain everybody. I am to watch over your souls. But can't you put what I'm teaching to practice? I am to pray for the sheep and not be distracted. But can you pray for yourselves? I am to teach you the word of God, but will you meditate on it day and night and make your way prosperous that you can have good success? I am to teach the word, but can you confess it? I am to model for you what God is saying, but can you help me along the way? And become a pillar yourself to bear the infirmities, to bear it up. To stand, man, as a principal structure in your family. Make sure they got their money. Make sure that they can go to school. Make sure that everybody finishes strong. Amen. So they can become pillars too. Because if pillars lose it, then every other forming pillar will be compromised. Can you imagine the engineer and the one that's crafting pillars being flawed in his design? Oh my God. Compromise in his own design? But he's trying to erect a pillar. Or he's only seeing it halfway. Or he's being turned away from the faith. Thank you, Jesus. What do you think will happen when the children grow up? Guess what? They're going to be flawed. And they'll say it's okay until weight gets on them. Get God from Zion. And guess what? The weight is heavy in the next generation. It will be harder for them to hold their faith than it is for us. They must see a structure. Somebody who stands the test of time. Not only do pillars represent a firm foundation and pillars uphold each other, pillars, whoo, are prophetic voices. And witnesses. You mean a pillar has a mouth? Yes. It is a prophetic voice and a witness. God spoke to Joshua. He was under Moses' leadership when Moses stretched out the rod and opened up the Red Sea. Wow, Joshua said. Look what God can do. Not knowing that in 40 years he would have to take the nation over another river. Thank you, Jesus. So God gave him a big witness to make sure that he walked through the Red Sea on dry land. But now Moses is dead. Glory to God. And God speaks to Joshua, son of Nun, N-U-N, and says, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. Nobody knows where he's buried. I did it myself. But I need you to rally the troops, get them up and lead them and cross the Jordan. Wow, how can I do that? I don't have the means to open it up. Well, I'm going to give you some specific instructions. And when you follow those instructions, I will do what you can't do. The scripture says he gave Joshua instructions in how to carry the Ark of the Covenant to the river, borne or carried on the shoulders of priests. Make sure there's distance between the people and the Ark. In other words, they need to honor my presence. I don't know if this generation understands what the column looks like and the caravan looks like when the presence is leading us across troubled waters. But you won't get over troubled waters if you don't have presence in your life. You will never be able to come to operate and to function at a high capacity if you don't know how to follow God's instructions before you get to troubled waters. Thank you, Jesus. They get to the waters, and the Bible says he instructed the priests to go and put their feet in it. Woo! The pillars had to put their feet in it first. They got to stand in it. Glory to God. They got to get wet in it. Hallelujah. You will taste of the waters before the people. You got to be able to deal with trouble before they deal with trouble and manage it well. But when you stand in it, I'm going to open it up. And Joshua, when you go through, I want you to collect the stones that's in the bed of the river. Pull them out with you, and I want you to erect a pillar up for my people to see that when they come back, it will witness to the world that God brought you through. And when your children ask you, what are these stones for? You can point to the pillar and say it witnesses of what God did in our lives. We had to stand through troubled waters, but we survived it. We went through all of the hell and high water, but God brought us through. We went through all of the hell over and over again, but he gave us a passageway. And whatever you're going through, God wants to make it prophetic. To speak to the next generation that we went through hell and high water, but God brought us through. Where are the pillars of your previous experience? Did you ever erect an altar and point your children back to it? We wouldn't be in this house if it wasn't for the Lord. You wouldn't see me drive this car if God didn't work with us. I would have lost my mind if God didn't regulate it.
Oh my God.
I was so confused. Do you know my pedigree? Do you know where I came from? But God brought me out. I would be an alcoholic if it wasn't for the Lord. But I collected these stones. I saved these bottles, so I could teach you something. Don't crack the seal. You don't know the power that's in the bottle. The genie in it will take your life.
Good God from Zion.
Where are the pillars from your previous experience? So you can tell the generations to come that God brought us out. Are y'all with me? Pillars also bear a rewarding responsibility. Pillars bear a rewarding responsibility. Pillars bear a rewarding responsibility. I'm about to say something that's really powerful. Pillars bear a rewarding responsibility. They bear a firm and permanent position in God's temple. Pillars bear a firm and permanent position in God's temple, which means once God puts you in as a pillar, he doesn't want to remove you. It's for life. Your connection with the ceiling and your connection with the foundation and your connection with the wall is for life.
relationship for life.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Living the Abundant Life, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2308-2708. That's reference number 2308-2708.
Awakened women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awakened Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Reveal International Ministry. Visit truthrevealed.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Trim Nation, thank you for your support and for sporting your Truth Revealed pride with the TR Monogram Ice Shaker Tumbler. Tumblers are still available in black or white, so stop by the CMP counter and get yours today.
Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Trim Nation will hold auditions for announcers to serve as the voice for various on-air and screen broadcasts. Candidates must possess a strong, distinct voice that can enunciate and enunciate clearly, accurately, and project to a large audience. Strong verbal communication and public speaking skills with the flexibility to attend recording schedules are required. Email trimcompro@gmail.com for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows, ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.